We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Patrick O'Brien looks like he's had a couple strong practices here. Just kind of, what have you seen from his progression as he's grown?
I like Patty, man. He's done a great job. You know, he's obviously got a lot of experience. He's a good kid. He's smart. He's got a good arm. He's sneaky athletic. Been really impressed with I'm really happy to have him. I'm impressed with him, and he's making us better, and he's pushing everybody to be better, too. It's been good.
Just how do you assess the kind of the totality of the QB room right now? It seems, I mean, you've got three guys, and then obviously the walk-ons, but it seems that everyone's playing at a pretty high level.
They are. They're doing all right. You know, I mean, every day is kind of still new, and no, I'm telling the guys, man, it's for everybody. It's a process, right? We're in the early stages of this process. I mean, we had some meetings early. Now we have spring practice, and then we're going to have summer player run stuff, and then we're going to have training camp. We got a long way to go. You know, we've had our moments, and you know, but every there's a lot of new stuff coming at them every day. I mean, put a list up of stuff of how many stuff we got in 12 practices. I mean, usually we don't have half the stuff in for a week. You know, and we get 5 days to practice it. So, that, you know, for that room's no different than everybody else. They've done a good job of handling it, and we'll get better, you know, but we got a ways to go, and this is just part of it.
Can you envision a scenario where you play two quarterbacks?
Oh, shit, I don't know. We're far from that. I shouldn't have said that, I guess, huh? Sorry. That probably was the last thing on my mind, so that's why it came out so fast like that, but... Yeah, I mean, not right now. I mean, we're too far from that, so I can't truly answer that question without cursing.
So what are you evaluating right now in terms of, you know, they're getting a lot of info? Is it
How much can they handle? What are they maybe good at, or what can they get better at, or what's good for us, or maybe not as good for us, you know? But really, right now, it's about throwing as much, you know, we're throwing a lot at them. You know, we're gonna need a bag to choose from. You know, from the season, and we're going to have to, you know, not going to have it all in one game, but that bag's getting fuller and fuller every day, and some of the stuff we might keep, some we might not. We just say, you know what, that's not really what we want to be doing, I don't think. Maybe we'll come back to it, maybe not, and then some of the other stuff we need to get in, so we'll keep filling that bag. And then eventually, you know, each week the bag will be shorter for what we want to do, but, you know, we got to be able to run a lot of the same plays out of different formations, and you know, that's something that, you know, for a game we might not have that many, but for 12 practices we got a lot of formations in right now, and we can run a lot of different variables of each play. So it's a lot of stuff coming at them, and we're pushing them.
Saw a lot of long strikes from Patrick today. Looked really good. I'm just curious, you look at him and Dylan. If you had to just kind of compare and contrast, what stood out about those two, and what you like about one, what you like about another so far?
Oh man, I mean. I mean, I've been impressed with the way Patrick's been able to learn the stuff. I'm impressed with, you know, his vision. I've been impressed with his demeanor. You know, he could take the heat. I already knew Demo could. Demo could take the heat and keep on ticking. And sometimes you get a new guy, and they you see how they react to certain situations. I think he's been pretty cool, and he can laugh at some of my dumb humor and whatnot. But he can take the heat too, and he responds to it well. He doesn't go in the tank. So I've been impressed with him. I already know Demo can do that because I've been in the fray with him. You know, so. I do think that with those guys, like I said, though, they're all doing a pretty good job. And I think over this next few months, this next process, keep going. They're going to push each other, and it's going to be fun.
Can we get a sample of the dumb humor?
I think you just did a little minute ago. That was dumb, but I did it.
When it comes to the competition, over the last week or so, was it the plan to try to get Patrick O'Brien some more reps with the ones, or is that just him taking advantage of his opportunity?
You know, it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, he's played well enough. You know, we're just mixing and matching right now. We're not able to run, you know, all four groups right now, so it's more three. So it's like, you know what? Hey, let's just try to get a couple guys and mix it up and, you know, get them with different groups. And, you know, there's no real, like, set plan, rhyme, or reason to it. I think, you know, it's good for everybody to kind of get reps with other people too, though, and see how they respond in different spots. So, you know, we were just kind of off the cuff a little bit and just changing it up.
Is there a pecking order for the running backs, or is it just different packages that certain guys are better suited?
You know, I think over time it'll sort itself out. I think, you know, it's, you know, there's been some guys I think that have done a good job, and you know, and I think it's very similar to the QB room. They're going to push each other, but at some point I think we do need to narrow it down. You know, once we get close to the season and really kind of try to hone in on, you know, kind of getting guys in a rhythm and a groove, and you can't have too many guys. So I think eventually, yeah, we'll get there. You know, and we'll see when and who that will be.
Give us a little bit of a rundown on Cam Davis.
You know, he ran hard the other day. You know, he earned the right to play, and he runs like that. He'll earn the right to play. I mean, he's done a good job. I thought Rich Newton did a great job running hard, but pass protection, I thought he did a good job there too. You know, Javion, if you guys seen him, he's got some great ability. Sean McGrew's been around. He's a guy that, you know, you can trust, and he's made plays in games. I mean, Kamari's the same way, and you know, we kind of, you know, those guys have been around. We know what they can do somewhat. Let's see what these other younger guys potentially could do. So you see a little bit more of them maybe out there. But, you know, like you just rattled off those guys, and you got some other guys, you know, that are new and whatnot that are, you know, learning, and they're swimming maybe a little bit more. But, you know, I've been in, you know, I think we'll be fine either way. But I think eventually, yeah, we'll have to settle on a few. You know, you're going to have to.
Can you name a couple of guys that have surprised you at any level, first, second, or third, that were better than you thought when they came out here this spring?
At any position?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Shoot. That's a tough one. I always feel weird because I'm always going to forget somebody. You know what I mean? That's what I always feel bad about. Who did I go walk out of here like the running back? Oh, did I forget somebody? Impressed. Probably just, you know, the thing I think normally you'll get impressed with guys that hadn't been around as much. So the new guys, you know, they've been, you know, there's been some interesting guys there like Sam and like Quentin and JP, and those new guys pop off my top of my head. I think Devin Culp, I think he's played pretty well. I think he's coming around. He gets it. He's starting to get it, which would be nice. I think he's done some good things. I think Cam's another guy that's kind of, you know, he's shown some flashes. He's played a little bit, but he's taking the next step, I think, here. You know, I've been impressed with Pat. He's been, you know, you think you know what you're going to get, but you're not 100% sure, and I feel really good about him. You know, and the guys that have been here, they kind of, you know what you're getting with some of those, like some of the old linemen and you know, Kate Otten. I mean, those guys, just they come to work every day, and you already know what you're getting. But the new guys, probably – you're watching them a little bit more, see how they can handle. So those guys have done a good job.
You were gotten through the rough stretch of the speed and everything being thrown.
I think he's okay with the speed, really. I don't think that's as much of an issue. It's more about, like, it's all kind of coming together. You know, it's all on top of him right now. It's being able to sort out each one on each particular play. I mean, we got – You know, we got a ton of plays in. We got a lot of formations. We got a lot of cadences. We got a lot of different situational type stuff. I think it's more that than anything else. To me, I think he does understand the plays pretty well. I think he does good with the speed of the game. It's more like the operation and getting in the huddle, spitting out, and taking charge at the line, and knowing where to exactly look on each play, check the play clock. Like all that stuff is, like, you know, pretty new to him. And like I said, for a guy that just, you know, you never know. I mean, you've never been under center and all that stuff. You hadn't really many issues there. I mean, he's done a pretty darn good job, I'll be honest.
You mentioned Quentin Moore, who had a heck of a day today, and Devin. Just how excited are you about the tight end?
Yeah, he's got some dudes. Mark Redman's another guy. I mean, shoot, he's taking the next step for sure. I mean, he showed flashes last year, but he's been a lot more consistent. He just does things that last year you would have been like, all right, I'm going to have to coach him off of that. And he now sees it, you know, and he does it. But, yeah, those two guys, I mean, we got a good room right there, man. They're going to be pushing. It's great. I mean, they're going to be pushing receivers to get on the field, their backs or whoever else. You know, they make plays, and, shoot, you can do a lot with tight ends on the field. So, you know, I think those guys have definitely shown some flashes, and if they can – pick it up and play consistent and make plays at the same time, and, you know, they'll earn the right to play. But I'm excited about that room if they can keep progressing. We got to keep progressing. Though. We can't stop after spring. We got to keep grinding away, whatever they got to do to grind away and keep getting better, because next time we're together, we don't want to restart again. We want to kind of pick up where we left off.
You know, when you're putting together a game plan, you're looking at defenses and guys that you think you might be able to attack and guys that are going to make things difficult. Is there anybody on the defensive side of the ball that's making things difficult for you to get done what you need to get done right now?
Oh, wow, good question. We haven't looked at as much as that. The guys that, you know, I think Bowman always stands out to me. I think the D-line, the interior, is playing pretty well right now. Jackson and Eddie are always making plays. You know, obviously, I think we got a pretty good DB room. I don't know about, you know, those guys would probably know more than I would on specific players. You know, usually in practice, and for a game, you'll talk more personnel specific with guys. During practice, we're more generally this coverage, this front, more than, hey, in this coverage, make sure you don't go to this guy, go to that guy, or we're going to run the ball away from him or to him or whatever it may be. It's more about the structure of the defense rather than the particular players that are within the structure. That makes sense.
How would you kind of assess this group of wide receivers and what stood out about them this spring?
They are, you know, yeah, there's another group. I mean, they played some last year, but, you know, not a whole season. It's like a little bit of a sample size with Rome and Jalen. You know, love TB. I think he's had a great camp, to answer your question earlier, too. I mean, he's played fast. I think he's been very consistent. We're moving those guys around a little bit, too. Like, they've been around, but at the same time, it's one thing to know the play, but it's another thing to know the play in different spots. And that's kind of what we're doing a little bit now, too, which is nice because you want to be able to not always have the same guy in the same spot. So if those guys were able to do that, then that's going to help us out a bunch. So we're tinkering with that, you know, right now, which has been – I think that'll help those guys out tremendously. Now they can, instead of just running, all right, I got this route on this play. All right, I got this route on this play, and this is why I got to run this route this way because I know the guy inside of me is doing this. Like, that's when you understand the whole concept, the whole picture. It's a lot easier to run your individual route than rather than just memorizing, all right, I got this route on this play. Okay, I know what this guy's doing, so I need to release outside or inside or win with speed or, you know, whatever it may be. So I think those guys, that's where they're taking their next step as far as learning stuff.
You know, Coach Lake, he mentioned very early on how being able to double up your reps by running your team drills early that way. I was also wondering, too, I kind of noticed from time to time that you also guys, you try to maybe double up on your installs.
Yeah.
Is that part of the reason you guys have so much inventory right now?
Yeah, so no doubt, because when you can't double up on the installs, it's one thing, you know, the guy, pay attention back there, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of people standing back there. So when they actually walk through it and see it, and, you know, it just helps. So we were able to get four groups back to back. This group goes, then the next group goes. So they're all getting a rep at it, at least hearing it, you know, and doing it and walking it through. It might not be to all the different fronts or coverages or anything, but at least they're just able to kind of process the information and do it. It's, yeah, I mean, anytime they can get a rep, that's big. So that's been good, actually, for sure.
I was also curious about your late situations, like your 4-minute drills and stuff that you've been running late. And I noticed you're way off to the side. Is this as much mental reps for you guys to get your timing down?
He throws those special cats out there. It's like, oh, my God. You know, you're in the middle of practice, and all of a sudden it's like, dude, special cat. You're like, oh, my God, what, we up now? What's the score here? You know? I just think sometimes when I like to stand away sometimes, like in a game, you can, you know, you can see better when you're either further behind or further in front. You can kind of see a little bit more, you know, stuff, you know, as opposed to just seeing it right, like, in front of you type of deal. But that's the reason why. But those are great for our guys, and it's great for us to be able to, oh, what are we going to do here? Are we going to throw it? Are we going to run it? You know, whatever it may be. it puts you in those situations. I mean, and you can practice them all you want. There's the games, they're always a little different, you know. You never know what you're going to get, but it helps you be able to think and process in a moment where you're going to have to do it quickly. So I think that's where it helps for sure.
You mentioned O'Brien's a sneaky athlete. Dylan seems a little more agile than Patrick.
Yeah.
Kind of how important is that ability for the quarterback?
It's huge. I mean, you guys see it. I mean, you could draw – I tell the guys it's an imperfect game drawn to perfection. I mean, we're supposed to be doing this and this and this and this, and all of a sudden the guy, you know, breaks the pocket and the coverage can't hold up and it's a huge play. And, yeah, that's how I drew it up. Not really. You know, so it helps when you get a guy that can, you know, extend plays, make things happen. And I think, you know, Dylan's got very good feet and he's got good quickness. I don't know about his 40 and all that. I think it's okay. But, like, he's got good short area quickness, which I think helps him. And I think I said Patty's pretty sneaky athlete. I think all the QBs are above average for sure.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.